This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick with this from the Foreign Affairs Feature Desk. It's bullfighting season again in Spain. Stadiums are filling up as matadors in glittering suits stare down ferocious bulls. But what are they staring at? These bulls have blue tongues. There is a livestock epidemic called blue tongue disease. It could cause the worst crisis in decades for Spanish bullfighting. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
Here in Guadalix de la Sierra, in the mountains north of Madrid, a herd of bulls grazes on a windswept meadow. The hulking black beasts sharpen their horns against the brittle bark of squat Mediterranean oaks. Some drive the tips into the rocky soil. These animals are destined for bull rings in Barcelona and as far away as southern France. Their notched ears and brands identify their owner as Victoriano del Rio Cortés. The 65-year-old breeder is old enough to remember the last epidemic of blue tongue, or lengua azul, as it's known in Spanish. The truth is, the last time there was a case of this here was back in the 1960s, he says. In Spain, we're going to suffer very bad consequences because the costs will multiply and we'll have major losses. Blue tongue is a mosquito-borne illness that is potentially fatal for sheep. But while bulls don't suffer symptoms, they are carriers. They can spread the disease to other sheep stocks. So as a preventive measure, the Ministry of Agriculture has restricted the movement of bulls from the worst affected areas, which are mostly in the south of Spain. But Cortes San Pablo says chances are the disease will spread north as the summer approaches and eventually may infect their bulls. Even if that happens, the government says the bulls can go on a one-way trip to the bullfight. The problem is that the extra bulls cannot come back to the ranch, says Cortes-san. They will have to be slaughtered on the spot. That means that instead of killing an average 6 bulls, a typical bullfight will have to absorb the cost of slaughtering around 10 bulls. The restrictions on transporting bulls and mandatory insecticide spraying will also apply to those festivals which feature running with the bulls. The most famous of those events, Pamplona, is likely to go ahead, but others could well be cancelled because the costs will become prohibitive. This is a hard blow that they're giving to us breeders, says Cortes Sr. The bullfighting industry has asked the government in Madrid to downgrade the risk of blue tongue because it poses no risk for human food consumption. A delegation has also gone to Paris to meet with the French government. Many Spanish bull breeders believe the quarantine was imposed because of lobbying in Brussels by France on behalf of its sheep farmers. France is, well, very French, says the older Cortes. They make laws but feel they're for everyone else. It's what we call the law of the funnel. They get the wide part and give the narrow part to everybody else. As the father and son climb into their SUV, the huge bulls scatter towards the trees. When they have space, they never attack. When they feel enclosed, when the escape routes are cut off, that's when they become aggressive, the older Cortes says, as he drives off the meadow. The Spanish government recently announced emergency funding for vaccination against blue tongue. But at the same time, it extended the restrictions on transporting bulls. Unless the disease can be stopped, it looks like this summer many people will be deprived of a trip to the bullfights, still one of Spain's great passions. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Guadalix de la Sierra, Spain.